Title: Transition in Ableton Live 12, Balance It from Scratch for Jungle Old School DnB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper old school jungle style transition in Ableton Live 12, focused on vocals, not an EDM whoosh fest. This is about controlled energy swaps. We thin the drums, tease the vocal, open some space, and then the drop lands heavier because we made room for it. By the end, you'll have a DJ-friendly 16-bar pre-drop that feels like 94 to 98 energy, chopped vocal attitude, dubby space, and tension created with filtering and arrangement, not just louder and louder. First, quick session prep so balancing is easy later. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175. I'll use 170 BPM. Keep it 4/4. Now set up your returns, because jungle transitions live on sends. Return A is your plate verb. Use hybrid reverb on a plate. Keep the decay around 1.2 to 2 seconds, and a pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the vocal stays upfront before the reverb blooms. High cut around 7 to 10k, low cut around 180 to 300 hc. That low cut is non-negotiable if you want a clean drop. Return B is dub delay. Use echo. Set it to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback about 25 to 45%. Filter it so the low end doesn't smear. High pass around 200 to 400, low pass around 6 to 9k. A little modulation, 5 to 15%. Just for movement. Optional return C is a small room, short decay, just for cohesion. Keep that subtle. And while we build, we're leaving headroom. Aim for your master peaking around -6 dBFS. If you want a limiter on the master, fine, but only as a safety net with a ceiling around -0.3. Do not start smashing it to make it exciting. In this style, the excitement comes from contrast, not from limiting. Now, step 1. Choose and prep your vocal. This is the jungle storyteller moment. Pick a short phrase, one or two lines max. Jungle loves a bite-sized hook, something memorable. Drag it into an audio track. Turn warp on. For full phrases, use Complex Pro. Performance around 0 up to plus 20 depending on the voice. If it's a shout that's super percussive, try tones or texture instead. Then clean edit it. Consolidate so you've got a neat clip, and add fades at the edges to avoid clicks. Your goal is a clean, DJ-ready vocal that you can also mangle for hype. Before we go any further, a coach note that saves a lot of pain. Pick a focus lane for your transition. In old jungle and early DnB, you rarely want everything building at once. For this lesson, our focus lane is the vocal tease. If you mute the tease and the build still feels busy, you've got too many competing layers. Now step 2, build two vocal layers from the same source. A clean hook and a filtered tease. Duplicate the vocal track so you have two copies. On the first one, name it Vocal Clean. At EQ 8, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz, 24 dB per octave. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 500, maybe 2 to 4 dB, medium Q. If it's harsh, tame a bit around 3 to 6K, then add a compressor. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack about 10 to 30 milliseconds so you keep some transient and presence. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then add utility. Set the gain so your vocal peaks around -10 to -6 on the track meter. Don't chase loud. Chase control. Send a little bit to the plate verb and just a touch to the dub delay. Not the throw yet. Just enough to place it. Now the second track. Name it Vocal Tease. This is the radio or filtered version. Add auto filter. Set it to band pass. Start the frequency somewhere around 500 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. You want character, but you still want it to feel like words, not like a mosquito. After that, add saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip-on. That gives density and that slightly pushed sampler vibe. Optional. Redux. Really light. Bit reduction around 10 to 14, and only a slight downsample. If the vocal becomes unreadable, reduce downsample first. Keep the grit controlled. Now automate the tease filter over the 16 bars. The simplest move, slowly open the band pass so it becomes more intelligible as you approach the drop. That's one of the cleanest ways to create hype, without making things louder. And another coach note, in the last two bars, decide what you want. Either you bring intelligibility up, or you keep it cryptic and let the throw be the only clear moment. Mixing problems happen when you try to do both at once. Okay, step 3. The classic vocal throw into the drop. This is the jungle trick. Choose the last word of a phrase. Something like ready, listen, run, whatever fits. Duplicate just that word onto a new audio track. Call it vocal throw. on vocal throw at a gate first. This is to tighten it and remove background noise or breath that gets exaggerated when you slam it into effects. Set threshold so it trims the messy stuff, but doesn't chop the word unnaturally. Now here's the move, send it hard to return A and return B, like, way more than your normal vocal. Then automate the dry volume down so you mostly hear the wet tail. Optional but super effective. Put auto filter after the throw and automate a low pass closing as it fades. It feels like the throw dives into the drop, which is perfect for that dubby jungle tension. Timing tip. Place the throw so the tail either ends right on the drop, or you cut it sharply at the drop for impact. That cut can feel huge, because your ear expects the tail to continue, but you remove it and the drums feel like they step forward. Now step 4. Make the transition breathe by automating drum energy without killing the groove. Group your drums into a drum group, especially if you've got breaks and fills. This is a big workflow thing. Manage your transition with buses, not track-by-track chaos. Make a vocal group, an effects group, and a drum group. Your big moves should usually happen on the group. On the drum group, at EQ 8, automate a high-pass filter rising over the last 8 bars before the drop. Start around 48C and climb toward 150 to 250C. This removes weight. And in jungle, that missing weight is what makes the drop feel like it hits harder, even if you didn't turn the drop up. Optionally add auto filter for vibe. But be careful. Don't make the break dull too early. You want motion right up until the gap. Then do a quick edit fill in the last 2 bars. Slice the break to a new MIDI track if you like. Trigger a snare rush or amen roll, or drop the kick out briefly. A classic move is, 4 bars out, start pulling weight. 2 bars out, do a roll. Last bar, create a tiny hole, then drop. Try a micro silence right before the drop. 1/8 note feels rolling and continuous. 1/4 feels like an announcement. Choose based on how busy your break is. Step 5. Build a simple jungle riser without EDM cheese. Make a MIDI track with wave-eatable or analog. Choose noise as the source or a noisy wave-eatable. Add auto filter set to high pass, and automate the cutoff rising from around 200 Hz up to 2 to 6K over 8 to 16 bars. Add saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB, then a short hybrid reverb, maybe 0.8 to 1.5 seconds. Automate the volume up slightly into the drop, but keep it lower than you think. Risers are support in this style, not the main event. Alternative old-school method, reverse a crash cymbal, add reverb, resample it, fade it in. That sounds instantly more record and less plugin. Now step 6, balance the whole transition like a pro. This is where great ideas usually fall apart, so we're going to be intentional. Gain staging checkpoints, drums bus peaking around minus 8 to minus 6, vocal clean peaking minus 10 to minus 6, effects and risers lower than you think, like minus 18 to minus 10. And master still peaking around minus 6 while building. Next, control low end in your effects. Put EQ 8 on your reverb and delay returns. High pass them at 200 to 400 Hz. If you do only one mixing thing today, do that. This is the difference between a drop that hits and a drop that feels like fog. 2 quick meters that save time. Put spectrum on your reverb return. If you see a hump under 250, that's mud. And put utility on your vocal group and mono check it. If your tease disappears in mono, your width trick is overcooked. Optional but very clean. Sidechain the reverb return slightly. Put a compressor on return A, sidechain from the drum bus or kick. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 80 to 150, and just 1 to 3 dB of ducking. You'll still have a lush tail, but it won't sit on top of your snare. Then automate width for tension. On the vocal tease track, add utility and automate width from about 80 to 100% up to 120 or 140 approaching the drop. Then at the drop, pull it back a bit so the center has space for drums and bass. That snap back is a form of contrast automation, and it hits harder than another riser. Now step 7. The drop impact moment. Right before the drop, mute or heavily filter the main vocal. Let the throw do the talking. Consider a tiny gap, an 1/8 or a 1/4, even if it's just removing the kick. Keep an impact short, a crash or a hit layered quietly, high passed if it's long. At the drop, the big moment is the low end returning. Disable the transition high pass filter on the drum bus so it snaps back to full weight. Also reduce reverb and delay sends on vocals so the drop becomes more in your face and less washy. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid as you build. If your transition feels like fog, it's usually reverb low end. High pass your returns at 200 to 400. If your vocal is too loud in the build, your drop feels smaller. Tease it. Don't fully reveal it too early. If you didn't create an energy dip, the drop won't feel like a drop. You need to remove weight somewhere, drums, bass, or both. If your bandpass filter is too narrow, it becomes annoying and you lose meaning. And if you're using the limiter as a crutch to make it exciting, your balance is off. Go back to contrast and headroom. Let's add a couple advanced vibe moves you can try if you want it darker or more ravey. Pitch a duplicate of the clean vocal down 2 to 5 semitones, keep complex pro on, and adjust formants so it stays readable. Low pass it, blend it under the main vocal so you miss it when muted, but you don't notice it when it's on. That's the ghost layer. For a classic rave call and crowd effect, keep your main T centered, then duplicate it twice, hard pan left and right, add tiny track delays like 8 to 20 milliseconds, and make those side copies more bandpassed and saturated. The center stays readable, the sides feel like a room full of people. And one more production trick, when your throw is perfect, resample it to auto. Then you can reverse the printed tail for a pre-drop suck, or chop the reverb texture rhythmically. It's a very authentic jungle workflow, because it turns effects into playable audio. Mini practice exercise, about 20 minutes.